Engel says, call 756-0735. It's always talk show time online. Podcasts of your talk show are available following the show for you to share with friends or catch the segments you miss. Just go to WCLO.com to find the most current show archives from WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Welcome back to the program, final segment for the Wednesday edition. And in the studio with me, Elena Shievsky from the Downtown Janesville Inc.
Yes.
The doesn't go in front of that then.
Nope.
From Downtown Janesville Inc.
Incorporated. But yes, I usually say Inc.
Mm-hmm. So busy summer for Downtown Janesville.
I know.
Because of the nature of what I do here, where I'm here during the day and whatever, and my home is not here, I'm not downtown in the afternoon, late afternoons, evenings very often. But on a couple of occasions over the summer, we've driven in to have dinner or whatever. And I got to tell you, it is a remarkable difference from even a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. The number of people that are out walking around on the sidewalks, it really is kind of that transformation that people were predicting would happen once the town square was done and all the other things started to come online. It's really pretty incredible.
Right. And, you know, obviously we focus a lot on kind of those signature events mm-hmm. throughout the year that I think really just kind of keeps a lot of people coming back. And then, of course, we have an incredible farmers market, which Saturdays are always electric. It's great. But focusing on sort of those days during the week that can bring people down, like you said, to grab dinner, to have a patio drink, to, you know, maybe come out for trivia. A lot of that is a testament of the downtown businesses. The fact that they have done such an amazing job of not only collaborating with one another, but just like all of the above and beyond things. So if you're coming down for a Wednesday night, you know, wine dinner or a, like I said, trivia night or live music and things, it's just, there's always something going on. And our partners over at Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, they've just done an amazing job also of kind of gathering up those events happening throughout downtown mm-hmm. and putting them into a calendar every week and things like that. Because I feel like if you're not paying attention, you may miss it, right? And so really paying attention and knowing that there's something going on every night.
Well, you know, habitually, people might have just kind of said, well, not much goes on down there anymore. And if you don't take the time to actually physically reacquaint yourself from time to time, you are going to miss a lot of that stuff. So music at the Marv, did we just finish that last night?
We just had our final show. I know. So it was a great summer. We had a few hiccups with the weather. Just, you know, when you get heat indexes over 100 and air quality and whatnot. We had one recently that it was, you know, downpoured at 7 o'clock at night. And, you know, unfortunately, it's kind of like, fortunately, I'm sitting on the couch like, oh, phew, we made a good, you know, a good decision. Mm. But also it's unfortunate because then you can't have it.
Well, and the rain wreaks havoc with equipment and, yep. you know, there's a lot of electronics and all that kind of stuff out there. And I get the rain. I got to tell you, the old grandpa in me comes out a little bit when people cancel stuff for heat.
Well, if I may, when I think of Bob from Sound Expectations, he gets out there usually at noon. So if he's out there for 8 hours, yeah. 8+ hours in that heat straight working, like it's dangerous. And then if we have volunteers and we have people coming out, vendors that are hot in their food trucks or whatever, it's just, yeah, I mean, sorry.
it's summer. It's
when it's an alert, I know. But yeah, when it's usually we try to base it off of the alert days. But either way, great, you know, great variety of music. We had a lot of great partnerships this year too. Noon Rotary did their Making the Great event again. Mm-hmm. We had the YMCA down one night where they were promoting their 135 and Beyond campaign. We had a lot of other nonprofits and businesses and sponsors that also wanted to do pop-ups, like Thrive Massage came down and did like chair massages one night. And so just really continuing to build upon this idea of just, this is a community event. This is collaborative. It's, you know, it's not just a simple, you come down and you sit on the hill anymore. It's like there's things going on, yeah. You know. We were supposed to have the Children's Museum down for one night to do some activities as well. But unfortunately, that was a night that we had to cancel. But that's the goal, is that we want to make it people's kind of Tuesday rituals. And people do that, and they show up every week, and it's been
wonderful.
Well,
and they show up early enough now that, I mean, I just know I generally, if I have a normal day, which define that, and we'd all be, you know, geniuses, but I'm walking out of the building somewhere around 4:30, something like that. And there's already a great number of people coming down. I see them walking with lawn chairs and whatever, and that's, what, 2 hours before the music actually begins.
Yeah, depending on the show, some people definitely want to get their good spots. Rainbow Bridge played this year because they were celebrating 50 years as a band, and they had a huge turnout. That was great. Again, like, they're so widely known in the area and community, and so we were excited to get to celebrate that milestone for them. And so it's kind of like, it's just crazy that it's done. But I mean, this summer has just been busy overall. We've had a lot of other events, like I said, Farmers Market. We had our duck dump event that went well, and we had good weather for. The Dora has been a new addition this year.
I was going to ask you how that's going. I have heard zero. And for me to hear zero on the negative front in this position, you know, things are generally going pretty well, because usually there's somebody out there that's squawking about something. Heard anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that, you know, it's just another way to provide that sort of connectivity and fluidity amongst downtown. So, like, the BID had supported a project with the Windows of Possibility that was sort of in conjunction a little bit with the Dora. So it was really cool that they were able to not only do an event, a gallery night a couple weeks ago, but even leading up to that, they essentially worked with different artists and high school students and people, college students like that are artists. And it was a way to sort of activate these empty storefronts or storefronts that, you know, may be rented in a couple months, but it just kind of gave people a reason to kind of walk around, and also filling those gaps downtown. That was kind of the goal for them, is just to really draw attention in a positive way and to say, like, here are things that are available. Here's opportunity that we see. And we were able to grab a Dora drink and walk around, and we enjoyed ourselves, and we ran into people on the street. And then it was like, oh, where are we going? We're going to go to Franklin Street and go get food there, you know. So it just kind of turned into a whole thing, and you were bumping along with people the whole way. And so that's part of kind of the purpose a bit of the Dora, is that if we have certain events, we have things that we can kind of incorporate it in. And then also, again, too, like, if it's a random night, like a Saturday night, and you're waiting for a table at Janissa or something, and you want to just kind of stroll on the Riverwalk or down, you know, on the street, that's the goal, is just to kind of get people out and about. So you're not maybe just standing there having to do nothing, I guess. So,
well, as this all came about, I think it was Steve Knox that I talked to when I said I had been to a community. I couldn't even remember where it was at the time, but I'd been, and it was Holland, Michigan.
Yes.
And I was mostly just surprised by it, and so I didn't really pay a lot of attention. I just thought, oh, that's kind of a neat idea. And then when it got brought here, I at least knew what we were talking about. I was back in Holland, Michigan again just a couple weeks ago. And so now I'm looking at that downtown area with a little more interest.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the retailers downtown Janesville are smart and have already figured all this kind of stuff out. But what I noted in Holland was the embracing of that concept by the retail businesses. And whilst they can't have, you know, sticky fingers or liquids poured on, you know, merchandise, they almost all of them had a little, like a little bookshelf right inside the door. They called it their, I forget what they call their program, but it was their parking spot.
Oh my gosh, their little Dora shelf.
Which I thought, okay, they're taking this to the next level. They get it. Obviously, it's working for them. They didn't put a sign on banning it. Instead, they've worked out how to accommodate it even more. So it obviously is a positive thing for communities.
Yes. My understanding, and this may, I believe, fall under something with the state. So with the state of Wisconsin, as of right now, the rules are that you're actually not allowed to bring Dora cups into non-licensed establishments. So we were, I think the bid was initially thinking like, yeah, this is, we're going to get all these retail. And there were a lot of retailers that wanted to be a part of it that got their stickers on, like Dora friendly stickers. And then they found out that currently Wisconsin state rules, like you're not actually allowed to bring it in, which is a bummer because that honestly was such a big part of, I think the goal was that if you're
Steve Knox, get on the legislators right now.
Yes. And I think that that's the goal because the other thing is that I am also seeing is, I am, you know, pretty involved in the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Main Street program, and we're a Connect community, and we're shooting to become an accredited Main Street community in 2027, which is great. That's exciting. And so to be able to not only see communities that have done the Doras in Wisconsin, I think it's at least like 9 communities, I believe, or something, maybe even more. But there were a number of them on these different communication platforms with all these communities across Wisconsin that are like, we're looking to do a Dora. Who's done it? What are the good? What are the bad? All these things. And so I've directed a few communities to Steve to talk about kind of the process and whatnot. So it's catching on. It's something that people are interested and excited to do. And speaking of Michigan, I was in St. Joseph this summer, and they also had one. So that was nice. I got to, you know, enjoy a Bloody Mary on the sidewalk while I was strolling down Main Street, you know, and it was great. So it was fun to kind of see some of these other communities doing similar things. So
there's a lot of things just all sort of interacting with each other downtown, which I guess is the definition of activating the space that you talk about quite often. But we are kind of in transition. Music at the Marv being done says, oh, no. But it's only fall, and fall is not winter. Actually winter doesn't even bother us that much around here, you know,
and we're already talking about winter, or we're already talking about Jolly Jingle and Flannel Fest on our end, but yes, we still have a handful of events before then, so plenty of things coming up, especially September 5th weekend of Art Infusion. So that's a big one that there's going to be chalk art. There's going to be also some additional events going on, like a lot of our tattoo shops downtown are actually going to be doing some fun like competition with their artwork. There will also be the sidewalk sale. So we, of course, are teaming up with a bunch of our shops downtown to encourage them to do sidewalk sales. So that's always a really busy Saturday, especially if the weather's great, because you can come down, go to the farmer's market, hit up the sidewalk sales, check out the chalk art competition going on, and there is going to be a mural going on downtown as well. So there's just going to be a lot of things happening throughout that weekend. So we were excited to be able to kind of pull in some of the small businesses, like the retailers, and encouraging people like grab brunch, grab lunch at a restaurant, you know, just make a day of it. So that's a busy weekend coming up here. So
that would be also, that's Labor Day weekend, because Labor Day is so late, but that's another reason you don't need to brave the freeway traffic. There's plenty going on right here.
Stick around.
Absolutely. I know we must be nearing, there's spring wine walk and then there's fall wine walk. I'm assuming we're getting close to that.
Our tickets are on sale right now. The VIP tickets are almost sold out. They're starting to dwindle. So if you definitely want that extra hour of having your wine tastings, get kind of beating the crowds, that you will also get a delicious lunch over at Janissa. You get access to their patio area. So that is going on Saturday, September 26th. We have introduced a fun theme this year. So we thought maybe to kind of switch it up, because a lot of times the businesses will kind of do some things in their stores and like, well, why don't we just kind of see if we can attract some new groups of people, that maybe there's people that like to get their pals together and kind of dress up or get into it. So this year, we're doing witches, warlocks, and wine. And again, you don't have to dress up, but it kind of provides a little bit of some fun collaboration amongst the businesses if they want to get into it with like their decor or their offerings, if they're going to have snacks or fun things like that. And then we always see groups of people that they might wear like wine themed shirts. Or there was one year that there was a group, I remember them walking across the street and they were wearing those like blow up inflatable costumes just like for fun. Like you see the T-Rex and stuff. Like people get into it and they just want to have fun with their friends. And so we thought maybe let's just try out a theme and we can have a bunch of like witches and warlocks running around. So unfortunately, and I feel like I need to clarify this because we've had some people that are like, oh, well, like with the Dora, so does that mean we can carry our wine on the sidewalk?
No,
because in order for us to do that, we would need every participating business to fall within the Dora district. And we are not going to exclude businesses. We don't want to say, hey, so-and-so that's down farther on Racine Street or down on, you can't participate because you have to be in the Dora. So we still have our normal setup. We will have our, you know, wine cups that have our Smile Doctors presenting logo on it and all that fun stuff that you get with your swag bag. It's just the only stipulation is following the state law for that, which basically is that you have to consume the alcohol within the wine stop or you dump it out. We have buckets. Yep. So it's like, don't feel pressured. Like you need to finish every single one because there's a lot of wine. There's a lot of stops. But this, you know, allows us to make sure that all the businesses have the opportunity to participate. And if anything, it kind of helps people linger a little longer in the shop.
And it doesn't preclude you from participating in Dora in the traditional sense that weekend, yes. Right? I mean, you still...
You could go to Wine Walk, and if you want, we've had people...
You can go to Janisa and get your Dora cup and...
Yeah, as long as you are within the boundary.
Stay within the boundary,
if you want. I mean, exactly. That's a perfect example. So, like, you could be a part of the Wine Walk, but if you want to get a cocktail and get a Dora cup and just kind of be on the sidewalk within the boundary, technically, yes, you could do that. Mm-hmm. But... Again, you can't bring your Dora cup into another Dora establishment. You can't bring it into a retailer. So, like, right, if you want to walk around with it, you could. Mm-hmm. But then
hopefully it's a nice day and you're just going to hang out.
Yeah, you can just mingle. Yeah. Or if you want to grab dinner and stuff, like afterwards, you could still do it that way too. So there's going to be a lot going on. We have some great food stops as well. So we've got Draft House, Jack and Jenny's, 808 Cheesecake, the new Great Harvest Bread Company. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be snack stops. So we're grateful to them because they help keep our people filled, have a little bit of food along the way. And then we also have 5 designated driver stops in addition to our 19 wine stops. So there's a ton of businesses. Okay. Yes, there's so many businesses.
19 wine stops this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
And you get like a half ounce pour at every place.
Yeah, it's usually supposed to be a little something something. And then, and then you just make your way around and we'll have the trolley again so people can hop on and off. I always crack up at that because at the start of the event, it's like just kind of quiet. By the end of the event, you see people like, hanging out the window. This is a blast. So it's super funny. But no, we're excited. It's going to be another great event. This is one of the best sales days for the retailers. So we really would appreciate people getting tickets. It does support our nonprofit. This, you know, helps us do all the programming and promotional things and beautification that we do downtown. But it also is a huge thing for the retailers. So we want people to show up and buy all your fall things, buy your candles, buy your sweaters.
Do you know what the ticket website is?
Sure, it's JanesvilleWineWalk.com.
Easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you'll celebrate Halloween as usual on the last day of Farmer's Market. Is that right?
Yes. So this year is actually a little odd. So Halloween this year lands on a Saturday, so October 31st. So we are actually doing it the weekend before.
Ah, okay.
So October 24th is the last Farmer's Market, and that is our Halloween weekend. So we will do trick-or-treating again throughout downtown. We always get hundreds of kids and families that come out for that. They'll be able to go to the Farmer's Market as well. You'll see the black and orange balloons. We will have a trolley for that again. So Blackbridge Family Dental has always been a great sponsor of that event, who allow us to get the trolley and helps people get moving around. And then right after that, we will do the Monster Mash Bash. That's a family-friendly, basically dance party, Halloween party that we're hosting again at the venue right after the trick-or-treat. So if people just want to grab a bite at a restaurant or things and then come over and they can come and dance, and we've got all kinds of fun stuff like slime and raffle prizes and dancing and snacks and all the things. And then that night, we are doing the Zombie Run again. So Zombie Run has grown the last couple of years. It's been awesome. And we're just going to continue to kind of invest in these fun visuals. So we had our giant supermoon last year that the photographs of that are so cool. And we are going to have that again. We'll typically bring out some spooky, you know, people.
There's a few spooky people around.
Family friendly event as well, though. So that's a 5K run as well as a 1 mile walk run. And a lot of our businesses may also have possibly some events going on that weekend themselves. So we're really trying to build it up, almost kind of like Jolly Jingle, right? Yeah. Where it's like the more the merrier. If you want to do a promotion, if you want to have an event, we can kind of have it all fall in.
Might as well. Indeed. And we'll have you back before the whole Jolly Jingle type stuff. So we'll touch more on that then. I did want to ask you about some of the other stuff. I mean, there was all this talk for years when the whole Arise plan started to be talked about, and they're like, well, what do you do first? Do you get apartments down there, or do you get businesses? And how do you get business if you don't have people and blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Well, I'm not sure that we did one or the other first. We kind of seemed to do them kind of together. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of apartment units kind of ready to come online. What, you know, just from your standpoint, what's the future of that looking like?
Yeah, I mean, I also look back even just a couple of years ago with the Monterey and everything, and that being basically at full capacity. That's a big start of getting housing downtown, additional housing, I should say. So there is going to be a development. It's already happening. You may have seen it at the farmer's market, or if you go to the Y or anything, that lot on the corner of Dodge and River Street is going to be 44.
It used to be the
apartments.
Old Town and Country way back when.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So that's been sitting empty for a while. I think just kind of waiting to see developments or what's going to happen. And so the people that own that lot, as well as investors, are essentially like, we know there's a need down here. We're going to go ahead and do it. So it's called, if you hear it referenced, they're calling it the River Renaissance Project. And so again, there's going to be 44 units, and they are actually building in, digging down for some additional parking within it because people are always concerned about that as well. I get it. You know, it's hard as we continue to kind of infill and have additional things like the Children's Museum and, like, you know, all of these things, it's going to just kind of continue to, you're going to feel a little bit of that squeeze. And so to think, so I appreciate that they took that into consideration and took that on to try to add to that, so they weren't necessarily taking away a bunch of spots from a lot of the businesses and things right there.
Well, I think the same thing is happening just across the street from us here.
Correct.
Basically with
the Fred and Dahl apartments.
Fred and Dahl building, yeah.
So that building is going
to that all, it looks like they're ready, getting ready to pave that over. So I'm assuming that's going to be parking for those apartments. And
yeah, so that is going to be 10 apartments as well. My understanding is I think they already have a couple rented, which is great. So, like, we have connections. If there are people that are looking for a living downtown, you know, we'd be happy to get you connected. But beautiful apartments, awesome views of, you know, the Courthouse Hill and Main Street and everything. They are currently paving, yes, a parking lot behind there, as well as, I think, kind of a patio space, like a connecting patio space, which will be nice for the tenants there. I'm not sure if the entire parking lot, though, is going to technically be, like, private because it's only 10 units. So I think there's certain spaces that will, of course, be designated for those tenants. But that may open up the possibility then for people to utilize that. So again, just having more designated paved spaces downtown is always a good thing. But again, trying to have that good balance and mixture of using as much spaces as we can in a positive way, whether it is developing it so that we can generate more property taxes and revenue and things that, you know, that can also help support our bid, because that is a tax incremental type of program. That, so the more that we have down there, down here, the more funds that can help go towards projects and revitalization and, you know, safety and snow removal and all these fun things that the bid and DJI does as partners. And so, yeah, I mean, those are two big things happening. And then, you know, the museum is going to be finished here soon, hopefully. I mean, the last time I talked to Kent, I think it was like November, but don't quote me because I'm not really sure. So, but it's coming along and it looks so beautiful. So I think we're going to see again just continued shift of more activity on a regular basis, more people down here. And it's just very exciting.
It is.
So,
I've been down here a long time.
Yes.
In this building or the one next door, going on 40 years worth of time down here. You've seen a lot of changes. But
even this building we're sitting in is going to have a lot of changes and renovations as well, and potential new tenants and drawing more businesses or startups and things. And it's like you want that great mixture of people that are working down here, people, small businesses kind of trying to get off the ground, but they may be mixed in with a lot of these seasoned businesses that have been here for 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, I've been talking to a couple businesses actually that are celebrating huge milestones. So one of which is Minuteman Press. They are celebrating 50 years in their building downtown, which is tremendous.
Family-owned business.
Family-owned, three generations. So Todd Duckworth is working with his daughter now, Heather, who is, you know,
whose slowly grandfather was Lenny, who founded the place.
They've, again, perfect example of like family-run business, people that are small business, but they're investing tremendously in not only their business, but their property. Mm-hmm. They've added apartments upstairs. Like, those are the people you want in a downtown that are really just not only invested, but they're strategic about how they want to use their building and keep it looking great and filled with people. And then Baird as well. Baird is also celebrating 60 years downtown. Wow. So they haven't always been in their exact location. They also were in a location down on 1 East Milwaukee, but cumulatively 60 years. So very cool. Those things need to be celebrated.
Well, a lot of great stuff going on, and you've primed the pump here well for the fall. So we'll encourage people to get their wine walk tickets and keep an eye on the websites for information, and we'll have you back before the big holiday rush.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Elena, take care.
Yep, you
and too. You all take care too. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll be back